Hey, yo. This is the Hair of the Plug presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me as always is Bobby at rhanson817. It's Monday. It's March 8th. It's sunny outside. It's a little chilly, but it's not too bad. And this is Happy Monday, everybody. It's Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. And how you doing? How was your weekend? How was everything going on in Bobby's world?
I haven't thought of that TV show in forever.
It just came. It just popped right in. Didn't nice. Don't have this in notes. Don't even just freestyle off the top of the dome.
Bobby's world.
Yes.
Bobby's world is good. No complaints. You know, obviously busy. Keep trying to keep busy. Staying out of trouble. Doing the thing. Looking forward to some nicer weather. So it is nicer today.
I mean, it seems like spring is in the air, and I could tell just because the other day I woke up and I was like rubbing my eyes, and I was like, my eyes are itchy. I was like, oh no. I'm like, oh no. I was like, all right, let's start.
That time of year.
Oh yeah, yep. I already have Zyrtec in the medicine cabinet, sure. So I already am like,
yep.
I already popped one and I was just like, damn, it's not even, I feel like every year it gets a little earlier when I start popping the Zyrtec.
Sure.
So yeah, started taking the allergy meds now. So I'm not like suffering in the next like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just to kind of get the body, build up the
resistance.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got you.
So with everything going on this past week, there's been a lot of in terms of the pop culture stuff, there's been a lot of the term cancel culture,
yes,
for a lot of things.
Yes,
a lot of things now that you're like, wow, like when you think about it in retrospect and you're like, yeah, I could see why people wouldn't find this okay now, even though it shouldn't have been okay before.
Right.
But people were just a lot more, people just kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I feel like the first thing that I felt like came out of this was Potato Head.
Yeah.
And Hasbro rebranded Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and just called it Potato Head because it's trying to be, I'm paraphrasing here, but trying to be accepting of all different walks of life. People that may not necessarily identify with a gender. So Hasbro wanted to apply that thinking into the Potato Head brand. I see what they were doing, and there was a little bit of people kind of bugging out about it, like really, like this is necessary. They didn't get rid of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They're still on the box. I think people really freaked out about the headline, and then when you actually saw the packaging. The packaging really wasn't that much different.
Mm-mm.
Instead of just calling the brand Mr. Potato Head, they just call it Potato Head.
Yeah.
That consists of a Mr. and a Mrs. Potato Head. And they have packaging for a Mr. Potato Head, and they have packaging for a Mrs. Potato Head. Is it Mrs. Potato Head or Miss Potato Head? I think it would be Mrs., right? Because they're like, according to Toy Story, they're married.
Yes. That would be my assumption.
But yeah, and then people were like, I can't believe, but like people were bugging out because obviously it's like, to be accommodating to everybody, sometimes it seems like you're taking it a step too far. I feel like that's what a lot of people were thinking. Mm-hmm. with this brand change. Mrs. Potato Head. I just looked it up.
Okay.
There's so much other stuff going on in the world. It's like, this is like what we're wasting our time on.
This is what we went on. Like, and here's the thing. I understand that it's, to some people that may, have we asked these people if this is offensive to them? That there is no gender fluidity within a potato? Like,
has there been a case study on Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and if it offends people?
Like, a perfect example of that is the Washington football team, right? So they dropped the name of their team name and just went with Washington football team, formerly the Washington Redskins. And the reason why a lot of people were wanting to drop that name was because it had some type of, like, you know, racial undertones to it, obviously being Native American.
Right.
Until you actually polled Native Americans. And they said they had no problem with it. In fact, they wanted them to keep the name. Because they feel like they've been marginalized and pushed and shoved into like their own little place that isn't really quite America, but is on American. You know what I mean? Like, they're to the point where they're like, well, at least we're remembered. Now, granted, yes, it's a lot different than if you had a baseball team, you know, the Washington N-words or, you know, any insert other.
Love the Washington N-words there.
Right.
They're my second favorite team.
I can see it. I can see that. The logo design would be crazy.
I don't think that'd be able to. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
No, I don't know. No,
I don't think I'd be able to design that.
It would be the shortest lived like clothing line debut ever. Like, and you're canceled. You're like, wait, what happened? But what?
There's just some merch I ain't gonna touch.
Yeah, it's just a picture of me. Like, I don't. But I can't. So, like, I guess, you know, just tying it all together, I understand, but I don't understand. For the people who identify as gender fluid or gender neutral, and I'm hoping I'm using these phrases correctly.
Sure.
Is this something that you have an issue with? Could you not have just added a third potato where it was just Potato Head, keeping Mr. and Mrs.?
This type of thinking, albeit I think the end result is to just make the world better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like you have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you start getting into, I mean, I don't know, like I want to say you want to draw the line at toys, and I guess you want to draw the line, you can and you can't, right? Like, I can't see somebody looking at a Mr. Potato Head doll and being like, I don't like this. Like, why? Because he's Mr. Why can't he just be Potato Head? And it's like, excuse me? It's like, you know, like, why does he have to be a Mr. Potato Head? Well, that's just, you know, it's the name of the toy.
But why do you have to cancel?
Yeah. Why is she Mrs. Potato Head? Why can't they just be, which I guess is that, I'm trying to think of the other side of the coin here. And I guess that would be the potential argument. And if that's the case, and somebody doesn't like, I mean, yeah, why not just come out with a third option? Right. Like, they have...
It's the same fucking potato. Like, it's not like you have to create an entirely new potato. You just, you know...
Like, you have those men's bathrooms, and then you have women's bathrooms, and in some places, they have the...
They have unisex.
The unisex bathrooms. So you just, which is wild because I went into one of those one time and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong bathroom. I'm so sorry. And then I kind of freaked out for a second. And then mm-hmm. I thought about it. I was like, wait, no, this is okay. There is a bar. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head on mm-hmm. South Street Seaport.
Okay.
And I remember going to the bathroom and I remember mm-hmm. looking at the bathroom door when I walked in, but I didn't pay any mind to it. Mm-hmm. And it was just a picture. It was like the men's picture and the woman's picture. And I was like, all right, whatever. That's just, I guess, the bathroom sign.
Right.
So I went in the bathroom, used it.
But it wasn't like a single stall bathroom.
No. It was, there was no urinals. It was just, it was toilets. Okay. And just like, it was like very like swanky okay. bar, like mm-hmm. very like mm-hmm. New York.
Sure. Right.
So I used, I use the bathroom, come out, wash my hands, and then like a woman walks in and I like freaked out for a second. I was like, whoa. I was like, and then I was like, wait a minute. That's what the sign meant.
Oh.
I was just like, okay. I thought I was like went into the wrong bathroom.
Right.
And yeah, so I mean, there's some places that have adapted to that. Mm-hmm. But I remember I saw some story about like some bar where like it'd be like the men's bathroom and I had a picture of like a dude on there and the woman's bathroom had a picture of a female. I remember hearing some story like somebody got offended. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I just remember hearing things like that. So it does exist. I just think when you start going into toys, it's like how early is this gonna start?
Bathrooms, I understand though. Bathrooms for the most part in public places are shared space. So I can understand where there might be some confusion, where there might be some uncomfortability, where you might need to be able to designate lines a little bit more. Why cancel the toy and not just include another one? It's why people who have a specific set of views who say, you know what, you're coming in here and quote unquote canceling everything. In certain aspects, yes, there are absolutely things that deserve to be canceled that are wrong. And those are things that maybe were not wrong 60 years ago or whatever. And
right.
you can grow and you can evolve and your feelings and opinions and sensibilities can change. But why cancel them? Why not just include them? It almost seems like you no longer have space here. The only space here is this, where you can't just say, there's space for all of it, which I think, kind of based around the beginning part of this conversation, is that kind of what you're looking for? I don't think you're looking to cancel gender titles. I think you're looking to include something in addition. And I understand that there's probably gray area, and maybe I'm not explaining it as eloquently as somebody who has these types of feelings, you try to be sensitive to it. But again, why? Because that's there. Is there not room for this as well? So one of those has to go to replace the other.
Sure.
I've been to Walmart. There's enough space on the shelf. And a third one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't necessarily know if the change wasn't made, would they just be like, would people just be like, we're going to cancel Potato Head because it's insensitive to people who believe in gender fluidity. I don't know if that was necessarily the, I felt like Hasbro made a proactive move because I feel like, at least as far as I know, there was no backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Okay.
So I think they're just trying to adapt to this way of thinking now to make sure that they include everyone.
Okay.
But it's still very, I mean, to a lot of people, especially the older generations,
sure.
people in your mid to late 30s, early 40s, mm-hmm. even maybe to some people in their late 20s. Bless you.
Thank you.
I just feel like to us, it's like, we kind of scratch our heads. It's like, look, I want to be better, so I don't want to mm-hmm. be ignorant to anything. But at the same time, it's almost like really, mm-hmm. this okay. This is what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, moving forward, obviously, with a lot of things that you remember watching as a kid and growing up with, and seeing now that they've had to change certain things and change sure. certain characters. Like the next thing like we're seeing now is obviously cartoons. The next thing that they're, you know, people are talking about cancel culture was Speedy Gonzalez.
Sure.
Speedy Gonzalez, Looney Tunes, Speedy Gonzalez and Pepe Le Pew.
Yep.
Because I mean, when I think about it now in retrospect, I was like, yeah, Speedy Gonzalez is a Hispanic character that likes to run around a lot and hoot and holler and he's super fast and he's mm-hmm. tiny. And it's like all the racial stereotypes and of a race,
right?
In the, you know, big sombrero in a character in Looney Tunes.
That's and Elmer Fudd doesn't have guns anymore.
Well, yeah,
there is no more Rabbit Season.
I think they got rid of his guns and Yosemite Sam's, yeah. Sam's guns.
Yep.
And then the other character, Pepe Le Pew, because he's a stinky Frenchman.
Yeah.
Who likes to feel up on females.
Mm-hmm.
And done in the form of a cartoon, you know, you find it funny and you're like, oh, look at Pepe Le Pew. It's so crazy. Then you like start thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I guess it's not okay, right?
Yeah. Sure.
When you think about it, you're like, yeah, you know what? I could see they might have to scale him back a little bit.
Sure.
Rebrand Pepe Le Pew, if you will. But then I remember when they had, okay, so they had like the Looney Tunes, right? Mm-hmm. But then they had the Tiny Tunes, mm-hmm. which were variations of the Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. So there was like a female Pepe Le Pew, mm-hmm. Fifi Le Fume.
Yeah.
And she would be feeling up on dudes. So we canceling Fifi Le Fume?
We are now.
And I think, I don't remember if she was... And she was French too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was also, yeah, she was also just like, she was stinky.
Sure.
But she would be feeling up on male cats that accidentally get white paint splattered on their tail.
So then in fairness, then that cat was asking for it.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And
do we not find this a teaching moment? Because, again, if you're thinking about cartoons in general, not like anime, manga, or something like that, but when you're thinking about generalized cartoons, like Looney Tunes, Tiny Tunes, DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin,
those are all Rescue my favorites, Rangers, by the way. You're just going, no, no, no. You're listening, yeah, those
listen,
are all my favorites
listen,
right
listen
there.
I grew up on this. You grew up on this. When you're a child and you see Pepe Le Pew run up and kiss a female cat forcefully, you may try to mimic something like that. Fine, because you're young, you're childish, you're cherubic, you're innocent, you don't know.
Right.
And then what happens? An adult comes and says, no, we don't do that. And then what do we do? Chances are we don't ever do that again. Is that not a teachable moment? Like, it's a childish act. Like, this to me is the same thing as, like, Beavis and Butthead cause kids to burn their houses down.
Yeah.
That's what that was when MTV started playing, like...
And then after that, they got rid of all of those... anything that had related to fire. Like, because I remember sure. Beavis used to always do, like, the whole, like, fire. Like, he used to always do that. They got rid of that real quick.
But, like...
But because I think a kid actually did burn their house
down.
They
did. Yeah. And they blamed on Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Like, fuck. Like, figure it the... Like,
I know.
You're making... And again... There is a very fine line to balance here. There are certain things that are no longer acceptable. 1,000%. And I will champion and be a partner and stand next to all of that. Same as you. But like, fuck. Really? So a fictitious skunk can't forcefully kiss a fictitious cat who happened to get paint on its tail. Because it sends the wrong message? If you're watching that show and you think that that's correct, either A, you're a child and your parent or some guardian or some adult will point you out that that's wrong and it's just a silly cartoon, the same way Acme Dynamite Kids have been canceled, or you're an adult and you're just looking for a fucking excuse. And if that's the case, you have more problems than learning it from Pepe Le Pew. Like, we're eventually just going to start watching Static. Like, it's already, like, the white noise that you used to get on, like, TV, like, way, way back in the day when, like, in a
but then that's how the poltergeist get you, though.
I've never seen Poltergeist.
That's how the poltergeist get you. You can't watch static.
I would have thought The Ring.
Both.
Okay. Either way, not good.
Yes.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah, that's how the Japanese water ghosts get you.
And we've had a bad enough time right now with it lately.
I understand what people are trying to do on paper. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, to a certain degree, it's going too far. But then at the same time, I don't want to sit here and be like, well, you don't get it. I'm like, well, I do get it. And I guess changes have to, you know what, not necessarily changes, adjustments have to be made.
Okay, but then if that's the case, the reason why you don't get it, the reason why I don't get it, is because something like that would never cross our minds.
Like, I would never do what, like, I love Beavis and Butthead, but I was smart enough to know that if I played around with the stove, I will actually burn my house down.
Right. You grew up on Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yes.
Okay, how many cliffs have you, like, gone off of?
Like, 3.
How many rockets have you strapped your asshole?
2.
You're killing the argument. But, like...
But after the hundreds of times I watched Looney Tunes?
Right. Like...
And I was like, oh, that's why you don't do that.
Again, if someone could actually... And we've done this for years, and my Twitter handle has not changed. If somebody can actually point me to something where it says, I forced myself on this person because of watching Pepe Le Pew as a child, I will change my stance completely.
Yeah.
1,000%. Yeah. And we can get into Dr. Seuss if you want to. And I've done a little bit more on Dr. Seuss in terms of, like, okay, you know what? Maybe some of his things were not really that good.
Well, the Dr. Seuss thing, if you want to get into it, like, briefly, because I feel like we've said, oh, and by the way, before we get into Dr. Seuss, mm-hmm. They've totally, talking about making somebody gender neutral, I guess, mm-hmm. they don't, in the new Space Jam movie, Lola Bunny is not the Lola Bunny that we remember.
No, I saw that.
She's not the curvaceous mm-hmm. female bunny with the midriff and the short shorts anymore. She looks like one of the homies at the Rucker Park.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember the crisscross t-shirts with, like, the Looney Tunes characters all wearing baggy clothes or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, thinking about it now, it's like, yeah, they did kind of, like, sexier up a little bit in the Space Jam movie.
I hope no one with any level of sensibility has ever watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit then.
Well, that's just... You want to know the problem is, too, is that... Ultimately, the problem is that a lot of these cartoons were not geared for children. They were geared for adults. Cartoons essentially started as shorts before the movie started.
Right.
Like, movies for adults. Mm-hmm. Like, these weren't movies for kids. And they're like... And just somehow, some way, because a cartoon just got asphyxiated with children, mm-hmm. it kind of just, like, went into this direction.
Right.
But oh yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I mean, that I love Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. It's
like, I love that movie. Mm-hmm. The Nintendo game for that movie was great. The Nintendo game, for that movie was fantastic. But yeah, no, just the whole Jessica Rabbit. In terms of Jessica Rabbit and Lola Bunny, like, are like 1 and 2 mm-hmm. for me. But they made Lola Bunny not as, at least on a visual sense, they made her not as sexy and try to just make her another character. It's like, by the way, she is female, but she's not like showing midriff and not rocking short shorts
right
now.
Okay.
Well, she's wearing like the baggy basketball shorts and the compression sleeve like a LeBron James. I get it.
I do and I don't.
I feel like there's got to be... I get what they're trying to do, but I feel like there's got to be, like, a line in the middle. I feel like you go from one extreme to the other.
Yep. It's a pendulum.
And it's like, it's like you got to find something kind of in the middle. You got to find a balance. And I feel like a lot of times there is no balance. It's like one way or it's the other way. And then the people, you don't, people aren't satisfied on either end because there is no middle.
Again, I feel like people are somewhere missed this point. Like, because the first thing that pops up in my head is like, why are these things happening? Especially when it comes to like female characters and stuff like that, would be like body image and unrealistic expectations and things like that. Fine. Again, I get that. And I want all women to feel included and feel like they're enough, however they are. Big, tall, small, you know, whatever color, however you want to be, as long as you provide worth as a person, then you should be important. Why would you compare yourself to a cartoon? That's like me comparing myself to, like, Tasmanian Devil. So, like, I'm not fun if I can't spin around and chew through wood? Like, what the fuck? Like, it just... There's a level of sensibility where eventually you just have to be like, look, you need a positive role model of some sort to be able to sit you down and be like, look, this is non-fiction. Or, excuse me, this is fiction. Harry Potter, like, Magicians Don't Believe, like, fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, somehow, that's fine. Why? Because the little boy lived under stairs or something like that? Well, so did Cinderella. But you know what? Cinderella got beautiful at the end. Is that unrealistic body expectations? Is that...
Some could say Cinderella was beautiful the entire time.
Damn fucking right. But, you like, you know? Like,
I know. I know.
I don't understand when it comes to cartoons.
I see the steam coming out of your ears.
Because it's cartoons. It's cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case, then cancel all of Instagram, because not for nothing, all of your...
You want to talk about body image.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me that some of the unhealthy parts of their lifestyles, you're not going to... That's okay, but you're going to take away something as utterly benign as a cartoon. And again, this isn't like Adult Swim. This isn't like...
Which those are cartoons that are geared towards adults.
Right.
They're geared towards...
Because it's drawn, it automatically, you assume that a child should be able to watch it.
Well, I mean, I think that's also too now why I guess now they're having all these other cartoons that have since come out. Okay. Where you have like the baby Looney Tunes. And you have right. All these cartoons that are geared towards children and geared towards like, hey... All of the positive messages that you want to express mm-hmm. to children and young adults, mm-hmm. they have cartoons geared for that.
Right.
And now they also have cartoons geared towards adults. It's like television programming.
Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like television programming. Like, no offense, you're not going to show a little kid a rated R movie.
You like to think.
Because that is adult content. They are not an adult yet. Therefore, that content should not be... I guess with cartoons, I guess what happened was there was no grading system back then. There was no, like... I guess, at least for cartoons. Cartoons are just cartoons. So,
the only grading system was when it came on.
Yeah, so...
Because Adult Swim, I remember when it was, like, some of the original stuff, it would come on past what you would think would be a reasonable child's bedtime.
Like, usually, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock
exactly.
at night.
You know?
But, I mean...
Recently, now, past my bedtime.
Right. But, I mean, like, I feel like now, there was no, you know, the parental discretion is advised and all those, like, warnings that they show in front of shows now. Like, that didn't exist. That didn't exist for Looney Tunes.
So,
which is ironic because it probably should have. Going back to it, like, watch all those... The thing was, I watched it as a cartoon and never just was like, okay, I'm going to really do this in real life. But unfortunately, there are people that did. You know what I mean?
I get that, but at the same... Again, and we can do this... This will take it down a completely different rabbit hole.
Right.
But you could do it almost the same thing as gun control.
Sure.
Are you blaming the cartoon... For a child or a young adult or an adult's action, the same way you're going to blame the gun for the action of the person who pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
You grew up probably the same way I did, and I will generalize this with a wider paintbrush. You were probably a latchkey kid where at some point in time you came home and you were told, okay, sit and watch TV until mommy or daddy gets home. That's what it was in the 80s after a certain age. You weren't like three. But right. And what did you do? You probably did the exact same thing I did, which was, if I can remember correctly, I think it was DuckTales at 3 o'clock, Tailspin at 3:30, Rescue Rangers at 4, and then Darkwing Duck at 4:30. And by that point in time, Mommy or Daddy or both came home.
Yeah.
So you watched that unsupervised. You were let into your house with, you know, a fake rock where a key was or a code on your garage door, whatever the hell it was. And you turned out to be one of the most respectful, well-rounded people I know. And I would like to think in most cases I'm the same.
Sure.
So where's the disconnect? So why can't it be that the person, again, no different than the fact if I handed you a loaded gun right now and said, be careful, you're not going to twirl it around like some Neanderthal and shoot your leg off. You're not Plaxico.
Or RoboCop.
Right. You, again, thinking about some of those shows. But, like, you know what I mean in that sense? So, like, it's... I don't understand why if one thing happens, you just have to cancel the whole fucking thing.
Well, and that ultimately is the argument that people are having on social media platforms like Twitter. It's like, because this one thing happened, we got to cancel the whole thing. You know, it's just...
Educate better. Take the time to learn. Sure. You know what I mean? Like.
Sure. I hear you. Hey, amen. I hear you. What's funny is
I loved Speedy Gonzales as a kid.
According to all this, of stuff that I was reading, Mexicans are not offended by Speedy Gonzales. No. I can't say the same for Pepe Le Pew. I haven't really read that much about Pepe Le Pew.
The French care.
with their Grey Goose and their French fries.
Yeah. Their pommes frites.
They don't care about Pepe Le Pew.
No.
They're like, what's Looney Tunes?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't.
And again, if there's something I'm missing or I have a blind spot to something, then please tell me. And I would love to have a discussion. But I just... And again, to me, these are rather innocent things. You're not depicting something of a very extreme nature. And if you are, then yeah, guess what, asshole? Don't put roller skates and a rocket on. But again, in theory, that should be something you shouldn't have to tell somebody. I've gone too fast on rollerblades and busted my ass. And you know what? I learned the hard way. That hurts. Probably not gonna put a rocket on my back the next time I go out there. Just... Ugh.
I know. It's tough. It's tough.
Like I we've had numerous conversations about sensitivity, equality, inclusion, all of those things. And I think we both like to champion ourselves. We both view ourselves as people who are allies to these types of causes. Some of them to me, some of this stuff to me is just like, what are we... You see that Twitter meme every now and again. It's like, all right, Twitter, what are we mad at today? And it's Pepe Le Pew. Okay.
So, just breezing through, like, Twitter, like, super fast. Like, I'm just trying to see, like...
It's International Women's Day.
International Women's Day?
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome because you're seeing a ton of, like, positive, strong female... getting celebrated. Awesome. Not one of them would stand for the things that Pepe Pew would do to a cat with a paint spot on his tail. But I think most people in their orbit would also know that that's probably not an appropriate thing to do either, unless you happen to be a skunk and you see an attractive cat with a white spot on its tail. Very specific. But yes, today is International Women's Day.
First off, happy International Women's Day.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
As we were talking about cartoons and Potato Head, and we were going to talk about Dr. Seuss as well.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read, because they're like, oh, Dr. Seuss is getting canceled because he had like image depictions of things that... were unfortunately part of, not part of reality, but they were things that were shown in TV and movies back in that time. Mm-hmm. Depictions of black people, depictions of Asian people. Mm-hmm. And he even came out and like said that, like, and said that, hey, like, you know, going back, I realized that this is, that was not okay to do back then. Mm-hmm. It was a different time back then.
Sure.
So moving forward, like, you know, he apologized for it. The family is the one that's like pulled. I think there's like six books that have like picture, you know, depictions of black people, Asian people being depicted a certain way. Mm-hmm. Asian people with like the buck teeth and the and the eyes, and black people getting like beaten or whatever. So I mean, like the family, the Dr. Seuss family came out and was like, yeah, we're gonna fix this. That to me, like that I feel like, all right, cool. But then people kind of like misinterpret it or ran with it, like, oh, you're canceling Dr. Seuss, you're canceling Green Eggs and Ham, this, that, the other thing. It's like, no. There's six books, I think it's six, that have depictions of certain things, and those are the books that are getting eliminated, or at least you just take those images out. You could still have the book. Mm-hmm. We have the technology.
Right.
You can go back and just take those images out and then just release the books again. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And you know what, unfortunately, though, that's the hysteria that this bring, like, this whole thing brings about. It's like, oh, canceling this. Oh, canceling this. Oh, canceling this.
I mean, I remember there was a period of time.
The Seuss family trying to do a good thing.
Yeah. Like, I remember there was a, like, the Dukes of Hazzard. Love Dukes of Hazzard. You will not find that bad boy on TV.
You will. The country network or whatever.
No, it's not on CMT. It was. It used to be on CMT.
I saw it not too long ago.
Like the original Dukes of Hazzard?
No. I'm talking like Jessica Simpson.
Like the movie with
Johnny Knoxville.
But like they made fun of that in the movie. Mm-hmm. They made fun of the whole Confederate flag on the car. Mm-hmm. Like that was like a running gag in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with the Dukes of Hazzard, obviously, Dukes of Hazzard was very popular. I want to say 70s, 80s. I would say late 60s. Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely 70s and maybe like the beginning of the 80s. Mm-hmm. Dukes of Hazzard with Bo and Luke Duke. Mm-hmm. And then their cousins took over, Coy and Vance.
Oh, okay.
That was like what you did back in the day with shows in the 80s. Like when the characters, when they still wanted the show to continue, they just got new. They're like, oh, these are their cousins. Mm-hmm. And then they just put the cousins in. Or this is their long lost brother. Mm-hmm. You could digitally erase the Confederate flag off of the car at this point now. It's 2021. Mm-hmm. You could do it and then release it. And then these actors in the show, and you could still get money from it because people still enjoy the Dukes of Hazzard. I enjoy Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, when I watched it, I didn't know what the fucking Confederate flag was at the time. And then I realized what it was. I was like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, but I still like the show.
Yeah.
There was never a moment where they're like, where they were like, you know, the South will rise again. They never depicted that on the show, at least as far as I can remember. Mm-hmm. They were just good old boys from the South.
Yeah. Just trying to outrun the cops because they were bootleggers. Like,
yeah.
That
begin, essentially the origins of NASCAR.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but because this is a rabbit hole you can get down. Because mm-hmm. this is one of those where you start remembering things as you watch as a kid, and you watch them now as an adult with 2021 eyes, you're like, whoa, that's not okay. And there's been stuff that I've watched that I'm like, wow, it's like, I can't believe they got away with that back in the days. But I feel like people, I don't necessarily say that people didn't care, but I feel like people just...
No, it was the norm. It was the way it was always done.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And then it just got to a point where it was just like, yeah, like, that's not okay. Like, you can't do this anymore. But anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a rabbit hole podcast.
Yeah.
That was quite the 40-minute tirade we just went on. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's what's going on right now.
Yep.
With everything in terms of television. I mean, cancel culture, man. Cancel. I remember, man, there was a period of time where they were going to cancel Doja Cat. And I was like...
What is a Doja Cat?
Doja Cat is
also a
cartoon? No. Sounds like a cartoon.
Okay.
She acts like one.
Okay. Oh, it's a she.
Yes.
A Doja. Okay. Yeah.
Doja Cat is a female musician.
Okay.
It's quite attractive. You should look up a picture of Doja Cat.
Okay.
Light-skinned black chick. Pretty cute.
Okay.
But she has the one song, Say So.
Okay.
I'm sure...
I'm sure I probably heard it. Yeah.
I'm gonna play the tiniest 10-second clip of it, and you'll probably know what it is. Okay? So I'm just gonna play it. Probably even know by the beat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know this, right?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that was done. I didn't know that was done by a Doja Cat.
14 seconds. So, okay. Like, we both had a watch on.
I'm like, how long is it before we have to pay for it? And off.
But yeah, and that's probably pretty much like her, as far as I know, probably one of her most popular songs.
Sure, I can understand.
But she was, there was a period of time where she was going to get canceled. What she was going to get canceled for was actually pretty legit.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but just, you know, according to Spotify, born and raised in LA, Doja Cat came out when she was 16. That was back in 2013.
Okay.
And couple underground singles. And then kind of got into popularity. She did a couple songs in August 2018. Mm-hmm. Released a viral hit, Moo.
Okay.
Which enjoyed over 10 million views on YouTube and Twitter in just a couple of days. And was met with critical acclaim.
Okay.
In March 2019, she released the Amala Deluxe album, which included her brand new song Juicy. Juicy was actually a good song. It had Tyga in it.
Okay.
And then she came out with Say So, and the rest is history, and it's super popular.
Okay.
There was like footage of her that came out right after, because she did Say So, and then she had dropped like another song, and then she did like Say So remix with Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
So she was on her way. And then there was like footage of her, like she's hanging out in like alt-right chat rooms, shaking her ass cheeks on screen. You got these dudes just like dropping N-bombs casually. Okay. And people are like, yo, why? Light-skinned black, yeah.
Okay.
And apparently the other reason that I think the people that wanted to cancel were mainly African Americans. They were like, "Yo, she even like brothers." Like people were like kind of getting madder about that because I think she's more attracted to Caucasians than she is to African American males.
Okay.
She likes the white boys.
Sure.
And I feel like the combination of her liking white boys, her hanging out in alt-right chat rooms, and these dudes just casually dropping N-bombs, people are like, "Yo, cancel Doja Cat." They're like, "Yo," pretty much they're like, "Yo, fuck Doja Cat."
Right.
And I'm like, yes. And like, no. Like, I mean, like, fuck Doja Cat. I was like, yeah, I said yes already.
Right.
And they're like, no, like, for what she did. And I was like,
I'm like me?
Yeah. Like, no. Like, the stuff, you know, like, oh, you talk about the alt-right stuff. Okay, got it. But yes, fuck Doja Cat.
Okay.
But apparently, that's no more. That kind of got... I saw her on like the BET Awards. I've seen her on every other award show. She's doing collaborations with like BB Rex and everything like that. So I guess the canceled Doja Cat party is over.
What was the resolution to it?
I don't think there was. I think it just kind of went away. Which is so I feel like a lot of times these things just kind of just go away. There's no like resolution. It's like people just voice their opinion, and then it's like, okay, I'm done.
It's faux outrage. Like, I can understand you being upset and you actually want... But if you actually are going to put out, like, no, fuck this, like, never listen to her again, blah, 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 blah. But yet at the same time... And I can understand one particular person feeling that way or a group of people feeling that way, and that's fine. But if you're actually thinking about saying to something, like, whether it just be canceling or affecting her sales or her business or whatever it would be, like... there was no explanation, there was no anything else. It just kind of was like, oh, okay.
I'm sure that usually when stuff like this happens, when people kind of get caught out there, mm-hmm. I feel like the first thing they do is they go to Instagram Live immediately.
Of course.
Kind of to address the nation, mm-hmm. if you will, and be like, all right, look, guys, this isn't really me. This isn't who I am. Yada, yada, yada. And it kind of ties back into, I remember a thing that I think I saw Chappelle talk about, but I mean, it kind of just goes back into the thought process of whatever you're known for.
Right.
If you're a musician, mm-hmm. and yeah, you do some fucked up shit, if you just keep pumping out good music,
sure,
it'll kind of get forgotten about. People will still bring it out, but people still mention every once in a while. But if you keep dropping hits, people will slowly start to forget. Because
it's unfortunate that, well, one, winning is the ultimate deodorizer. So as long as you keep right. winning.
And that's just right, and that's the best way of putting it. So like, you're a musician, you wanna just keep winning, just keep dropping hits, keep making money, top hits on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever have you. And guess what?
Well, and that's the other issue, I guess you could say. You're more willing to be entertained than to have a moral compass.
Yeah.
Think about how many people have raged against this celebrity, that celebrity, this artist, this sports figure, this whatever. They make a hell of a lot more money than some of the more, from what you'd like to believe, morally compassed people. Thinking about, like, you know, good teachers, good public servants, politicians. And I have to preface it with good, because I understand that in almost anything that there's your bad apple. Good police officers, good firefighters. Like,
right.
Your want to be entertained is more than your want to have a moral compass.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just as guilty of it. I'm not standing on a soapbox being like, I don't do that. Like, yes, I would like to believe that there are certain things that are non-starters, or there are certain things that are deal breakers where you're like, all right, I can't support this person, whether it be with my time, my likes, my money, whatever it would be. But at the same time, too, yeah, generally, like, yes, I would like to be entertained.
Oh, you're not entertained?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
isn't that why you're here?
Yeah.
But so, I mean, like, I love Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. Anytime I hear, half of, like, the music I listen to is got Justin Timberlake tracks, like, kind of, like, peppered into mm-hmm. playlists that I have. How quickly we forget he pulled Janet Jackson's titty out.
And not for nothing, if you watch the Britney doc, apparently, like, he's a very strong reason why she went down that spiral she went down.
Which made him have to ultimately apologize mm-hmm. to him and to Janet Jackson mm-hmm. to kind of clean up the mess. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Heard anything about Justin Timberlake lately?
Not in the negative.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because he's going to keep winning. He's just so goddamn charming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's gonna do some sort of... He's got probably the best PR team on the planet.
Mm-hmm. We say that, but there's also so many others that you've just never heard their shit.
I guess. You know, but like, I mean, like...
Well, here's the crazy thing, right? So you talk... So Jeffrey Epstein was a very popular name a year or 2 years ago.
Sure. Right?
There's a lot of people who were in his orbit. Not saying any of them did it. Not saying any of them did not have some of the same type of tastes that he had.
Right.
Never heard about him.
One sure. way
or another. And I hate to say it, but more likely than not, if I'm a betting man, somebody that's been photographed with him had to have some of the same tastes as his.
Sure.
Never heard about it about them. You heard little rumblings, but whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
And Doja Cat keeps winning.
Mm-hmm.
Timberlake keeps winning.
Yeah.
Hell, Chris Brown. Winning.
Yep.
And it's just, yeah, it's funny. But that's ultimately the answer. I mean, for what it's worth, unfortunately or unfortunately, you know, Tiger Woods. he couldn't win for a while. And that's why it kind of was like, everybody's like, oh, Tiger Woods, he's a scumbag, this, that, and the other thing, da 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 da, yada, yada, yada. Because he stopped winning. And then he slowly started getting back to old school Tiger Woods. And, you know, it's like, oh, wow, he placed. And, oh, wow, look, like, he's actually...
fucking won the Masters.
And that was honestly,
that
like...
was a crescendo.
Yeah, that was... that's like the bookend to that story. And yeah, he finally started winning again. And guess what? He's the greatest ever.
Look at someone like Lance Armstrong.
Yep.
Like, you're talking about like a guy beat testicular cancer. What was it, like 4 or 5 times, like Tour de France champion? And the guy is a complete and total psychopath. Never knew it.
But I feel like all that came out after.
It did.
Right?
Yeah. Not for nothing. Look at someone like Ray Rice.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes, he has completely rehabbed his image. He's still with that girl. He does a lot to give back in that sense. The only reason why he didn't have a chance in the league after this was because he couldn't run anymore.
Yeah.
Not because of what he did was so reprehensible or because there was a video of it. How many NFL players or how many people who support the NFL have kids? Adrian Peterson saw his job. He beat the shit out of his kids.
Yeah, but that's what black people do. That's how you teach your kids. Yeah, let me tell you something. If he is somebody that's like, oh, he abuses his kids. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If that's abuse. What I saw as a little kid watching some of my friends get their asses beat, these parents would be going, getting thrown under the jail.
Sure, sure.
So, I understand it because, but here's the thing now. Here's where you start going into, is like, well, what's too much? Like, it's like, there's a difference between like scolding your kid and like beating the shit out of them.
Right.
But I mean, I used to, when I was a little kid, I used to see some, because the parents back in the day, they would just beat the kids in front of you, almost sure, to be like, you sure. don't want this to happen to you.
Right.
You'd watch it happen. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, like, you're just sitting there. And then you'd like, you clown the kid that got beat up right. as if like, you want to talk about kicking a person when they're down.
Sure.
Literally and figuratively.
Right.
Kid just got his ass beat in public by his mom.
Right.
And he comes out like 5 minutes later. His eyes are all fucking puffy because he's been right. crying for like the last like 10 minutes. And then you make fun of him even more.
Of course.
It was the 80s, baby. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I on a side note. If I ever had to scold children, I don't believe my parents never hit me.
Okay.
Okay. My father was an intimidating enough character that, like, I wouldn't want to do anything wrong in front of him.
Alone.
Right. That was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yell at me a ton.
Sure.
But never laid a hand on me.
Mm-hmm.
Never laid a hand on me. Him or my mother.
Mm-hmm.
His presence was intimidating enough. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to be the day that children come to my life and make sure that they're on the straight and narrow. Just... scary, like the Wonder Years, like Kevin Arnold's dad.
Sure.
Like that type of presence.
Right.
Even though I know me, I don't think I could ever live up to that type of
here's the thing though. It depends upon what it is. Because yes, like me and you have talked about this like numerous times, like just clowning around, joking around with each other. I'm like, I don't care if you had a child, but if your child was like penis, you're gonna laugh. Like
yes.
You have no like so like if your kid comes home from school and it was like, oh, I called my teacher a penis, you would laugh and you could not and all sensibility
I'm like, all right, that's not funny.
Wrong. That's wrong. We'll say it again, penis. You just start laughing again. But like I think my parents were the exact same way. My mom hit me with a wooden spoon once. And it was like across the rear end. But that was it. Like you said, it was the intimidating presence of it all. To me, there's a common sense aspect of it. Like, not for nothing. Like, just to take someone like Adrian Peterson, for example. If you're literally whipping the shit out of your child's genitalia, to me that's a bit of a hyper-focused attack where, like, the back of his head, his rear end, something like that, or hers, or whatever it would be, that might not send the same message as, like, legitimately sending the kid to the hospital because you beat the shit out of his genitals. At that point in time, that's when I'm like, and you have a job in the league? Again.
Yeah.
Like, you can get yoked up. You know what I mean? You can get right. spanked. You can get whatever. But, like, when you get to that level, I'm like... Anyway.
Yeah. No, I know. There's levels to it. Mm-hmm. And I joke, but yeah, that's... It's taking it too far.
Yep.
We were talking about cancel culture. We were talking about all that earlier. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to fucking cancel culture on? These goddamn Popeye commercials that I keep hearing on the fucking radio. I'm telling you. I talked about it once. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I feel like maybe I put it out there in the universe and people heard me. Because mm-hmm. I was like, yo, they keep playing this commercial where black dudes singing about Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, man, like, I get that they're good. You got to play this commercial every commercial break. And then on top of that, it's like, why got to be a black guy singing about fucking chicken?
Of course it does. Of course it does.
I know it's good. Mm-hmm. You don't need to sell me on the product. I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'll wait in line. I'll wait in line at Popeye's before I wait in line at Chick-fil-A. That line at Chick-fil-A is atrocious. Mm-hmm. It's not
on Sundays.
Well, yeah, they're not open.
That's God's chicken.
Well, yeah. And then that's when the Popeye line gets super long. Yep. Because everybody wants a chicken sandwich sure. from somewhere.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A it's highway traffic at a fast food restaurant. Yeah. It's two lanes yeah. of traffic. Yeah. It's like...
There's people like, outside working it.
Like, they got air traffic control mm-hmm. at Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
It's like you're going to a toll and you don't have Easy Pass. You got to wait in that long line. Mm-hmm. That's what Chick-fil-A is. So, like, as good as it can be, I'm not getting it. Until, like, somebody's like, hey, we're going to order Chick-fil-A. You want some? I'm like, okay, sure.
Right.
But I'm not going to subject myself to wait in line at Chick-fil-A at all. No. It could be the best thing on the planet.
It's not that great. It's good. It's not, like, it's not wait in line worthy.
Right. But going back to the original thought, so now they have a new Popeye's chicken sandwich. New Popeye's commercial.
Okay.
It's not a black guy singing. It's a white guy singing.
Okay.
About fucking fish sandwiches. They got a fish sandwich there.
Why? Because black people don't celebrate Lent? Because you know the only reason why a fish sandwich comes out is because they need to take advantage of Fridays on Lent.
And the guy's singing about, like, they have, like, a flounder sandwich.
Okay.
And he's like, well, it's something. Yeah. He's singing about it. I was like, this is just as bad as the fucking other one. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, you got rid of the other one. Okay, cool. Now you got this guy singing about tartar sauce and fucking flounder. And I was just like, these Popeye commercials gotta go.
Wait until after Easter. I guarantee you, you'll be right back to the African American ones. He spontaneously created a song for this. Like, no, he didn't. So, yeah. I'm like, if he did, then them little cars for kids, the cars for kids' kids, like in the commercials,
yeah.
then they're playing the instruments. Fuck out of here.
I hear those commercials. As soon as I hear the Popeyes, like, the little jingle come on, mm-hmm. I just turn the radio off for, like, yeah. a minute and then turn it back on.
Yeah. You would actually rather just drive in silence.
I actually would.
Yeah.
I actually would. Mm-hmm. It's that annoying. So, talking a lot about, you want to talk about pop culture and sports and music mm-hmm. and food. Mm-hmm. We done did that. Mm-hmm. Rabbit Hole Podcast. Mm-hmm. Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. Bobby at R. Hansen 810. So, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Have you watched Coming to America 2 yet?
No. I haven't had time. The past week, I haven't had time.
Okay, that's fair.
It's on my list. I've heard a lot of different things about it, which I'm actually happy about. No one really spoiled it. Some people were like, this is fucking horrible. I turned off after 10 minutes. And someone actually came out and said, look, this is not meant to be a sequel. It's meant to be light and fun and enjoy it for that. It's don't take it so seriously. So that's how I plan to go into it.
Right.
Have you?
I have not.
Okay.
But I also wanted to take a deep dive.
Okay.
I haven't seen the original Coming to America in quite some time. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to watch the original Coming to America.
Okay.
But prior to that, I wanted to watch Trading Places first.
Never seen Trading Places. That's Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, right?
Yes. Okay. And Jamie Lee Curtis. And because two of the characters in Trading Places make an appearance in Coming to America.
Oh,
which,
okay.
Which says that, if you want to, you know, geek out for a minute,
sure,
says
that,
love that, says that Trading Places and Coming to America exist in the same, like, universe.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's not necessarily like the MCU, but it's that same.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious, right. But it's like it's in that same. They cool. live in the same uh-huh. world. It's like the Tarantino movies. Like mm-hmm. they all have like the Red Apple cigarettes in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's certain things that like cross over to other movies, like how they're all supposed to be part of the same universe.
Gotcha.
Same thing I feel as though with Trading Places and Coming to America. Now, Trading Places is one of those movies where it was like it came out in 83, so I was like super young.
Yeah.
So I always would see it like on TV randomly, but I never really got a chance to really like sit down and watch. I always mm-hmm. saw it in clips and little mm-hmm. bits and pieces here and there. So I actually looked for it, found it.
Okay.
And was watching it. And there's some stuff in there that people, we're gonna cancel Trading Places because they dropped a couple N-bombs in there sure. that weren't by Eddie Murphy.
Sure.
There was some blackface in there.
Sure.
But what I noticed watching that movie, what they did was, which is what I noticed, you know how like at the beginning, like, You knew you got a good, like, going back to, like, when you used to watch Game of Thrones on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be, like, rated TVMA. And it would go down the list of why it's TVMA.
Sure.
Checks all the boxes. It's, mm-hmm. like, adult content. I'm like, all right.
Yep.
Strong sexual content. All right, I'm liking it. Violence. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Nudity. Dope. You know, like, you're just going down the whole thing. It's like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Because
mm-hmm. it checks all the boxes. What I noticed that they did in Trading Places, they did the rating,
mm-hmm.
and they had it said adult content,
okay,
graphic language,
mm-hmm.
mild violence,
mm-hmm.
nudity,
mm-hmm.
outdated cultural depiction.
Okay, all right.
That is kind of like the way that they were like
workaround.
That yeah, that's mm-hmm. kind of like what they did. Because I was like, wait a minute, what? And like I like paused it and like looked at it. I took a picture of it. I was like, mm-hmm. huh. So that's how you.
Sure.
That's how you.
That's your workaround.
That's how you
keep it keep, true to itself.
That's, yeah, that's how you keep the movie without having it. So I feel like that's probably gonna be the thing mm-hmm. that you'll see in a lot of these older movies
sure.
and older programming.
Okay.
Outdated cultural depiction.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Again, I don't understand how you can't figure out the fact that it's fiction. Like.
But I mean, like, I feel like. They need to slap that outdated cultural wow. depiction on quite a few things.
And that's okay.
But the thing is, at least then it's like, look, we're being transparent. It's in here.
And it also gives you the opportunity to turn it off if you feel like that would something that would assail your senses.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine. That's yeah. okay. You're allowed to not like something.
Yeah.
Just because it's consumable does not mean you have to consume it. Like, you know those like little gel things you get in your sneakers?
Yeah.
The things that say in really big letters, do not eat.
Yeah.
Well, you still have the choice of eating it or not. But they put the warning on it that says, don't eat it.
Right.
No different than this.
You right about that?
Mm-hmm.
So watching that, I was like, okay, cool. So, like, I'm gonna finish Trading Places. Then I'm going to watch Coming to America. And then I'll watch Coming to America, too.
Okay.
And just kind of get all, you know, absorbed. Mm-hmm. Absorbed into it. You know what I mean?
This is your 80s MCU. Like, all right, first I gotta watch Captain America First Avenger, then I gotta watch Iron, yes. know, like, whatever. Cool, okay.
So that's what I'm gonna do with that.
Very cool, okay.
On, I mean, talking about TV and movies for probably the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Coming to America 2 came out,
mm-hmm.
which I will watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a part of me that's like, looking at all the people that reviewed the movie, like friends that we know and people that you see on like social media being like, oh, wasn't that good? Oh, it was okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was kind of overrated. Oh, it wasn't funny at all. Oh, it was this, and the other thing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and there's a little part of me, and you know, not to paint things with a wide paintbrush.
Sure.
But I feel like if like my white friends are like, hey, by the way, I didn't like Coming to America 2, and I'm like, well, I'll be the judge of that. I mean, it's just like, well, you know what? I appreciate your opinion, but I'll be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. But there's also a part of me, and you know, I can't even say just white people, because that's painting things with a white brush.
Right.
Because there are white people that get black humor.
Sure.
Not to, you know, not to bring it down to layman's terms, but I feel like that's only the best way I could, that's the best way I could explain it. Mm-hmm. There are white people that get down with black humor. Mm-hmm. And those are the people's opinions that I'll value.
Sure.
If it's somebody that doesn't really get down with that style of humor, then I appreciate your opinion, but I'll be the judge then. So that's,
but it's also not made for you then. In that sense.
Listen, not everybody's not going to like everything.
Like, if you don't like hockey, Miracle is going to suck for you.
Right.
But for a lot of people, it's one of the greatest sports movies ever made. And that's okay.
You can't please everybody all the time.
No.
And I get it. So I'm gonna watch Coming to America too.
So will I.
And just...
Now I have to watch Trading Places, though, because I didn't know that.
Well, if you watch Trading Places too, you have Stars... Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you have Stars? Okay,
I have all the premium channels. Okay. Part of my Verizon.
Okay, so it's on Stars.
Have they done a streaming network yet that I have to buy for $4?
Not for Stars.
Good. Okay, then yeah, I can.
At least not. Stream. Yeah, at least as far as I know, it's on Stars
starting Tuesday.
Yeah, because that's well, it's funny because actually I thought I had Stars. I think I might have had Stars, and I guess I don't have it anymore.
Right.
So. On my Hulu package, they're like, try a 7-day free trial of Stars. I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch a bunch of shit, and then we cancel it on the 7th day.
Yep.
So Trading Places was on there. It was either that or I rent it for $4. I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So it was funny because now I was watching Stars. I started watching Power. Mm-hmm. I think my sister has Stars. I might have to borrow her fucking password.
Sure.
Because Power is actually pretty good.
I was going to say, worst comes to worst, as long as you're not paying for a streaming service of it, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
For Stars. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, so I think I might have to do that. Mm-hmm. But Power's, I was like 3 episodes. I had watched the first episode a long time ago, and I was like, wow, I can get into this.
I think there's a spinoff of that, too.
They're going to do like hella spinoffs. Okay. Because it's like different books. Okay. Like apparently there's like 6 books that they're doing, okay. And they're all each going to be like a show or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be that's gonna be a lot of you looking for something to watch. It's still quarantine time. Yep. There you go.
Oh, technically it is. CDC just came out for people with fully vaccinated. So it's baby steps, but it's baby steps in the right direction. So like, you know, we could be in a small gathering now without masks on. But again, everyone has to be fully vaccinated.
Speaking of vaccinated, we've been placing a bet for the longest time, which was going to come first. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get vaccinated, or is DJ Mavrikan going to come out with the vaccine mixtape? The bet's over.
No, not technically, because I still haven't got my second one yet.
You got one, though. That's it. It's over.
You know what?
Bobby got the vaccine. Yeah. How do you feel?
Better and less neglected than DJ McRican's turntables. I'll say that for damn sure.
But I mean, like, but no, like the fine. Initial, yeah, no, yeah nothing.
Yeah, I am not one to typically knock on wood have any type of side effects to medication or vaccines, like flu vaccine or like something like that. So this was it was exactly what they said it was going to be. It was like, hey, don't punch me in the arm because your arm's a little sore.
Right,
but. No shortness of breath, no lymph nodes feeling like they were getting a little bit puffier, no symptoms or anything like that. This is the second dose. It'll pack a little bit more of a punch.
I heard that.
Like too crazy. And I got the Pfizer one. My sister got Moderna, and she actually said that, you know, she felt a little dragged out the first day. But, you know.
I heard.
Again, it was nothing that, like, took you out for the count.
I heard the second one. Put some people like maybe like on their ass for like the day.
Yep.
And then after that, I think you start feeling fine.
Yep. And all you can do would be no different than if you got COVID. Shit ton of water, shit ton of fluids, shit ton of vitamins, orange juice. That's it.
Yeah.
So just do that the day before you're scheduled to get your second one.
Yeah.
You know, get some extra vitamin D in you, get some water in you, get some orange juice in you. Kind of, you know. That's about it.
Cool. I'm gonna be an adult and not make any jokes about vitamin D.
I know.
I'm trying to low-hanging fruit. I'm trying to avoid the low-hanging fruit.
It's no different than me saying penis. Like, you're gonna chuckle a little bit.
Yes.
Like a child. like him, vitamin D, like and like. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I'm gonna be an adult there and not go. And not joke about vitamin D.
That's gonna be on your Tinder profile though, won't it?
What
if you're going to get vaccinated and you need any extra vitamin D?
You know, I actually I didn't. I don't want to say cancel my Tinder profile, whatever. Oh, I just
plenty of fish. Like the shit just sticks around like herpes.
I just I think I paused my whatever.
Yeah, Jen the 34D wants to meet you. I'm like, I haven't been on Plenty of Fish in like 12 years. What the fuck? I'm like, no, she doesn't.
Who is this person?
Yeah, right?
I'm like, that person's not real.
No, that person needs a green card. Like yes. That's who that is.
Yeah.
Busty Beauties want to meet you around the corner. I'm like, I know my neighbors. They ain't it.
I was just like, this woman wants to have sex with you and she lives 2 miles away. I was like, I know this area pretty well. She doesn't live here.
No, she doesn't.
It's like Sasha L34 wants to meet you and she's 2 miles away and wants to have sex with you. It's like, no, thank you.
Nope.
But anyway, mm-hmm. Moving on.
Yes.
So Bobby got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Marika, you can still come out with the vaccine mixtape.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be
even another, though the bet's over.
I'm sure there'll be another pandemic sometime.
I hope not.
I hope not either. But you know what? You want to play that bet? What's gonna come? What's gonna come? What's gonna happen?
COVID-20 or vaccine? Yeah,
we're either gonna get another pandemic or DJ Marika is finally gonna pay this off.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
No. This is tempting fate. And it's all in the hands of DJ McGregor, so...
I'm like, no pressure, buddy, okay?
Yeah, yikes.
That would...
No.
I'm like, I don't want to do this again.
No.
It's like, this whole thing, I don't want to have to do...
No.
I want to get off of this ride as soon as it's over. Yep. I want to get off of this ride.
Oh, I think we all... Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's like, yeah, I don't... It's like, you want to go back up? Nope.
Nope,
I'm good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thank you so
Considering
much.
Considering it's been a year and we're in certain aspects still in the same place we were last year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, moving on. Mm-hmm. Just pretty much gone through everything that I wanted to discuss today.
Okay.
Going into sports, we had talked lightly about the All-Star game that was yesterday, the basketball mm-hmm. All-Star game. And... the NBA. I like the jerseys better this year.
Okay.
Than the ones that they had last year. I mm-hmm. feel like the ones last year, they kind of just like, it was like a Star David design and it had like an NBA logo in the middle. Oh. It was kind of weird. I don't think it was supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be the Star David, but it was like that shape. And I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. I think it was like in Toronto, I want to say last year. I don't know. But the jerseys look better.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of had this whole, like, the design almost kind of looked like the Blade Runner design. Like, it had, like, this red line going through it, and everything was, like, kind of, like, italicized. Like, I liked the All-Star jerseys that they had this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, shocking, Steph Curry won the three-point contest.
Well, yeah.
Greatest shooter to ever live.
Yep.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo mm-hmm. won the Very MVP.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Because he shot perfect from the field.
And Team LeBron won for the fifth time?
That I don't know. That, sure.
Well, because they used to do the East versus West.
Yeah.
And then they did, like, Team LeBron versus Team... Has it been Team LeBron, Team Durant the last couple years? Or it's always...
No, because last year it was Team Kyrie versus Team LeBron.
Okay. All right. So...
And that game changed drastically considering Embiid and Simmons were in contact with someone who had COVID.
Like trying to get a shape up. Yeah, trying to get a shape up and that almost demise. I mean, granted, looking at things in retrospect, the Chiefs lost anyway.
Yeah.
The Chiefs almost got caught up in that nonsense of they were all getting haircuts and they might have come across somebody with COVID.
Patrick Mahomes got in that chair so fucking quick. So quick. No, you need to come with me, sir. Just like bag over his head and gotta go. Just hold your breath for like 30 seconds. We're almost out of here.
I can't. Yeah, I heard that. I was like, wow, that's wild. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is just like, look, like COVID protocol, this, that, and the other thing. I was like, so being that the NBA All-Star game was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. is everybody just going to be off for 2 weeks?
Oh, are you kidding me? Not one. Not for nothing. Magic City had a run on wings. I guarantee that.
The lemon pepper lose?
Yep. Oh, you can use the whole. And James Harden was back in Atlanta? Stop. He's a returning hero.
Like the NBA All-Star game brought to you by Magic City.
He put a couple of dental hygienist students through school, is my assumption.
I was like, wait a minute, you went there? Like, that's where... It's almost like Adam Silver's the CEO, well, not CEO, but the...
commissioner.
The commissioner of the NBA was like, all right, look, I'm going to do you guys a solid, okay? Right. We're going to do the All-Star game. I know everybody wants to go to the strip club, and they want to, you know, make a brain and get their fucking wings from Magic City. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to set up the All-Star game. It's going to be in Atlanta, but just... Make sure, you know,
two nights,
keep your fucking nose clean.
And don't all go at once.
Yes.
All right. Don't embarrass me.
Yes.
It's like the wife when the sports figure goes on the road. It's like, look, it is what it is. Do not embarrass me. I'll take you for everything you're worth.
Speaking of the Kardashians. Can I tell you, I saw an episode of an old episode of Keeping the Kardashians on E. Because, I guess the last thing I was watching was, E. Something on E.
Sure, yeah.
And so, the next day, I was like, all right, I want to watch the news. And I changed the channel. My cable wasn't working for some reason. Okay. It was something on their end, not mine. Right. They were like, we're having issues on our end. So, we are not able to access this. I was stuck on Keeping Up with the Kardashians for, a day. And this wasn't even, this was like when she was like going out with Chris Humphries, who's on the then New Jersey Nets.
Sure.
It was awful. You want to talk about hell on earth? Yeah. It was awful. I was like, these are terrible. I was like, these are terrible people.
Oh, yeah. They haven't gotten much better. Like.
I would hope that they would.
I like to think so. No, I'm assuming they probably all have, I guess.
I'm like watching it, and all you can see is Chris Humphries just being like, I want out of this so fucking fast.
His career, his career, I think, pretty much ended after that, didn't it?
Yeah, whatever happened to fucking Chris Humphries?
Kardashian casualty, I guess. I don't know.
That shit was crazy. Because they literally, I was watching the episode, they pretty much were getting married. Yeah. They were, walking down the aisle. They were doing, what do you call that?
Procession,
I can't think of the term right now. Not the actual wedding.
Oh, what, the rehearsal?
Yeah, the rehearsal, yeah, okay. Thank you. I was trying to say the cold open. I was like, no, that's not it. That's not the term for it. Yeah, they're doing And you could just tell he was checked out. Mm-hmm. You could already tell at that point. And that's a motherfucker you get the prenup for. For Chris Humphries? Because compared to him and at that time of Kim Kardashian, way more money than him.
Oh, easily.
Way more money than him. This isn't a Kanye West, Kim Kardashian situation. No. Which is still mind-boggling to me. I was like, damn, he has more money than Kardashian. You just think that Kardashians are just super rich. Then you find out that it's actually, funny thing about that. Kanye West is actually more rich than you. I'm like, wow. And then you think about it. You're like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he is.
Because here's the thing, no one ever talks about, the original three Kardashians as being, uber rich now that, because, I would say, without looking it up, the richest of all of them is probably Kylie, because of her makeup line.
Yeah.
She was the one who was close to being a billionaire, if not actually on paper a billionaire.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was stuck watching E! For, a day.
And it wasn't a fun day of E where it was Las Vegas or
it was just keeping something. Up with the Kardashians. That's horrible. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It's just one of those was well, why don't you just turn off the TV and go outside? I was like, yeah, I eventually did that.
Yeah. In a pandemic, I actually had to leave my house to go outside to get away from Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 3, episode 4. I started at 1. Thank you, Verizon. I hate you. Or,
And being that we were, first off, backtrack a little bit. We were talking about the bet that you and Colin had. Mm-hmm. The bet that you and I have, there is a six pack in the fridge right now.
Yeah, but that whole thing was based around we were going to have a six pack together and chill out. I'm not taking that six pack with me.
Well, no. We're going to have it together. I'm just saying that the six pack is here.
Okay.
Maybe minus like a beer or two.
I was going to say, if your TV gets stuck to Kardashians again, take the whole fucking thing, just buy another one.
No. Like,
No. I'm saying to like literally just like gouge your eyes out with like something blunt if you're stuck with that again. You have a liquor store literally like down the fire escape of your apartment.
Actually, I'm stocked up on booze for a hot second, so I'm good. Nice. I'm good on alcohol.
Okay.
I'm good on alcohol. I
pandemic priorities.
Yeah,
either your bar just like overbought and now they don't.
No. No. Even though I keep my like big ass bag in the office, mm-hmm. and I'm like. The day that they're like, well, why do you have that big ass bag? What's in it? I'm like, all right, I'm quit. I'm like, what? I was like, you don't trust me. Even because I was like, I've never do anything like that here. Right. So I'm just waiting for the day that question ever pops up, which in all honesty, I don't think it ever will.
No. Unless, again, the only reason why it would is if something started to happen.
But even then, if that were to, I don't think I would
be above suspect.
Yeah. Gotcha. It would be like, no, that's. No, it would be him.
So on one of the days that you open, can I go in there with that big ass bag? Because I am not above suspect, but they don't know that I exist technically.
No.
Actually, some of them may at this point.
No. Can't do that. Can't sully my name.
No, you know what? In fairness, no. Considering the fact that you're actually like management there, no, I can't.
I'm not.
Also, half
I'm not
why
technically
I don't like
management there, but
Instagram page.
I know. I'm not technically management, but I'm like management at Jace.
I think you're like more management than the management that's there. So
that's your opinion.
based upon facts and reviews that I've read on like Yelp, Hoboken Nights, Instagram, Twitter,
the Hoboken girl.
Yeah.
Just. Anyway.
Once I'm fully vaccinated and in the clear and everything like that, I'm going to come, once everything else is kind of settled out, come out there, have a beer with you.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to a bar, God knows. I can't sit at the bar either and have a beer with you. I have to sit at the table by myself like a loser.
Yeah, but the table's like, it's that loophole. The table's like pushed up against the bar. So it's kind
of
like.
Take a bar top, put it on top of the bar, put a chair on top of the bar and be like, hi, I'm here. Give me a beer. And then I'm just going to leave and the thing can be up there.
If you were to put a chair on top of our bar mm-hmm. and sit on it, mm-hmm. you probably would touch the ceiling.
And I am not a tall gentleman.
You'd probably be able to touch the ceiling.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the ceiling. Yeah, the ceiling's not that high.
We'll give it a little bit. Yeah. I'll definitely get down that way.
Yeah. Well, how about we just wrap this whole thing up?
I think so. Not for nothing. We touched everything today.
I felt like we did. Mm-hmm. I felt like we did a lot.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys later. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
This is Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And this is Rabble Podcast. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.